Good morning. This is Maggie Jones and Natural Wonders. Today, two essays about a tiny plant called Draba. If you held it in your flat palm sideways, the entire root system, stem, and flower would fit neatly within your hand. We will ponder why we pay attention to such an unassuming living thing. Our first essay is written by Lee Banach, who is a program associate at the Aldo Leopold Foundation. And the second is written by Aldo Leopold in a Sand County Almanac, the inspiration for so many of us in so many ways. So today, Draba. Here is Lee's introduction about herself. I was born and raised an hour west of Chicago, Illinois. I'm a lifelong Midwesterner with a love for the ecosystems that make up this region. I graduated from Illinois Wesleyan University in 2021 with a bachelor's degree in environmental studies and a minor in biology. During my time at IWU, I got to study Leopold's land ethic, further my passion for ecology and conservation, and develop a better understanding of environmental justice and sociology. After graduating, I worked as the conservation education representative at Illinois Beach State Park. I was lucky enough to be a 2022-23 Education and Communication Fellow in the Future Leaders Program here at the Aldo Leopold Foundation, and I'm excited to continue my time in the Leopold community as a program associate with a focus on virtual events, introducing the new self-guided shack tour, and increasing understanding and implementation of diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. In my free time, I love spending time with my family, dancing, geeking out about books and movies, and discovering new trails for birding or hiking. And here's Lee's essay, found on the aldoleopold.org website in their blog. June 27th, 2023, Draba returns to the sand blow. It was a hot, muggy, and buggy last day of May, and we were out hunting for Draba. If you've read a Sand County Almanac, then you've read the short essay about this tiny genus of flowers. Aldo Leopold eloquently declared Draba to be a humble, easily overlooked plant, altogether of no importance. So why were we searching it for it so intensively? Aldo Leopold first learned of Draba thanks to his son Carl. For a college botany class, Carl was collecting plant specimens from around the shack property to make an herbarium. At a spot near the shack called the Sand Blow, Carl came across a flower he didn't recognize. He brought it back to his father for identification, but to Carl's surprise, Aldo Leopold didn't know what it was either. They then worked together to identify the specimen as a member of the Draba genus, likely Draba reptans. When Carl Leopold recounted this story, he always expressed pride in introducing his father to the plant that would inspire one of his famous essays. During the period of time in which Carl and Aldo Leopold found Draba, the family would have known the sand blow as an open sand prairie, sparsely populated by a few plant species that could handle the loose soil and wind exposure. Over the years, as the Leopold pine stands matured and other woody species moved in due to the lack of fire disturbance, the sand blow became shadier and more crowded. Draba disappeared. In the spring of 2022, our foundation land stewardship crew began restoring the sand blow by removing non-native species and opening up the canopy. Though there is still work to be done, the site can once again function as a sand prairie, and it is a window into the historic landscape that informed Aldo Leopold's writing. Due to that legacy, the sand blow restoration wouldn't feel complete without the return of one of the stars of a Sand County Almanac. That is why Program Director Steve Swenson and I found ourselves fighting off mosquitoes in search of a notoriously hard-to-find flower, Aldo Leopold wrote, "He who hopes for spring with upturned eye never sees so small a thing as draba. He who searches for spring with his knees in the mud finds it in abundance." Unquote. It was too dry on that May day to get muddy, but we did scour the sandy soil along the stretch of Wisconsin River behind the shack. We encountered other mustard species, animal tracks, poison ivy, and a lively hognose snake before any draba appeared. Then, finally, a familiar outline against the sand, fuzzy purple-gray basal leaves, a cluster of thin stems, and a crown of seed pods already popping open. The entire plant was only about 4 inches tall. Now that we had our search image, the next draba appeared quickly. We gathered a few individuals, but left enough for the riverside population to reseed itself. Then we trekked back to the other side of the shack property, where we hoped to return the plant. I had the honor of sprinkling the tiny orange draba seeds in the sand blow. We put a flag in the ground to mark the planting zone, took a few pictures, and then went back to our normal work days. It was an occasion fitting for draba, a small job done quickly and well, just as Aldo Leopold described the function of the little flower. But it still felt momentous, both from an historical and ecological perspective. It was as if we were building a bridge between Aldo Leopold's time and the present, between the days of the open sand prairie and our ongoing restoration. And it made me think about my earlier question, why go to the effort to return this seemingly inconsequential plant to a patch of sand hidden among the pines? The justification, it seems, may be found in the answer to the question, why include a flower that is altogether of no importance in a collection of poignant philosophical paradigm-shifting essays? If I've learned anything from the writing of Aldo Leopold and other authors focusing on our connection to the land, is that stature and beauty are hardly the only factors contributing to a species' worth. Perhaps by including the essay Draba in his book, Aldo Leopold reminded us even the most unassuming species plays a part in the ecosystem. By returning Draba to the sand blow, we honor both its ecological role and its place in a Sand County almanac, no matter how small they may be. And that's the end of Lee's essay. And I would like to read for you now the short piece that Aldo Leopold wrote in a Sand County almanac. This is in the April chapter. Within a few weeks now, draba, the smallest flower that blows, will sprinkle every sandy place with small blooms. He who hopes for spring with upturned eye never sees so small a thing as draba. He who despairs of spring with downcast eye steps on it unknowing. He who searches for spring with his knees in the mud finds it in abundance. Draba asks and gets but scant allowance of warmth and comfort. It subsists on the leavings of unwanted time and space. Botany books give it 2 or 3 lines, but never a plate or a portrait. Sand too poor and sun too weak for bigger, better blooms are good enough for draba. After all, it is no spring flower, but only a postscript to a hope. Draba plucks no heartstrings. Its perfume, if there is any, is lost in the gusty winds. Its color is plain white. Its leaves wear a sensible woolly coat. Nothing eats it. It is too small. No poets sing of it. Some botanists once gave it a Latin name and then forgot it. Altogether, it is of no importance, just a small creature that does a small job quickly and well. And that's Aldo Leopold's draba. It's remarkable to think of collecting seeds at the end of May. I can't imagine that there are many plants that we can go out and collect their seeds in May. This is Maggie Jones and Natural Wonders. Thank you for listening.